9, which is PR 2025-020079. We've received or have granted a deferral of that matter. That will be heard at the next DHO hearing, which is scheduled for February the 25th. And I have item number 10. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hearing
Okay.
Officer, that's
All right.
correct.
Then let's get to it. Next item is item number 10, PR 2025-020188, DHA waiver 2026-00002. This is a DHO waiver for sidewalk, curb, and gutter. Alexis Trujillo Molina requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 81A3, MRGCD map 35. The subject property is zoned R1B. It's located at 2802 Sioux Street Northwest, and the site contains approximately 0.146747 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I am. My name is Alexis Trujillo. I'm the property owner.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Let me swear you in. And then, if you'll give us your name and address for the record, we can give you an opportunity to tell us about your request, okay?
Okay.
Pardon me. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Name and address, please.
Alexis Trujillo Molina, 29058 8th Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Yes, sir. I'm the owner of the lot on which I'm hoping to build our next home on. For context, this is a triangular shaped lot in the North Valley on a no outlet, one lane road with no existing sidewalks. Currently, there's two approved variances regarding front and backyard setbacks. I met with DFT on January 14, which resulted in some minor corrections, including fixing the north compass arrow and addressing no prata, pro rata being old. Like I said, currently no existing sidewalks that could be connected too easily. There is a utility pole, and I'm not sure of the correct name, but it's one of those you could see there, the green internet pedestal boxes that cannot be easily or economically relocated.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Let me double check to see if we have any members of the public that wish to provide testimony. We'll hear from our reviewing agency representatives and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we are on item number 10 at this moment, which is PR 2025-020188. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on item number 10? If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature, otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. I'm not seeing anybody as I scroll through the list. Any member of the public looking to provide testimony on item number 10? All right, not hearing any, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection, and I had an informational comment that pro rata was owed, but that's been resolved, so no
Okay.
objections
Very
for
good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Ibarra, let's do code enforcement, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Marcelo. Go ahead, please.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this item. Thank
Okay.
you.
Parks and Rec will be next. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. Sorry, one second here. Okay. They, in their memo, they note that Sioux Street Northwest connects to Manal Boulevard, which provides access to 4-H Park. It is preferable to have sidewalk and curb and gutter as required for safe access leading to the intersection. But Parks acknowledges the utility conflicts at the southwest corner of Sioux Street and Manal Boulevard.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Appreciate you reading those. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. Transportation finds that the criteria for the waiver is adequately addressed. We have no objection.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. I believe we're back to Mr. Boylan.
This
No
is Anthony,
comments.
sir.
Ms. Montoya, I apologize.
It's
Do you
okay.
swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to note for their information that if it's approved, the waiver must be attached to a plat, a site plan, or a building permit within 1 year. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Appreciate that. Mr. Trujillo Molina, any questions of the comments provided by city staff?
Not at this time.
Okay. Any closing remarks that you'd like to offer?
I'd just like to thank everyone for your time, and I know a few of you helped me outside of this meeting, so thank you everyone that did so, including Jay Rodenbeck and then a few others.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So, as it relates to item number 10, PR 2025-020188, DHO waiver 2026-00002, I agree with the arguments made by the applicant. I approve the requested waiver per the requirements of the IDO because the request complies with one of the criterion listed in section 66P3A1 of the IDO. I also find there's sufficient evidential support within the application and on the record that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not otherwise be altered. Additionally, the request complies with all of the criteria of sections 66P3A2 through 10 of the IDO, also with sufficient evidential support within the application and on the record, specifically. 66P3A2 states that the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. Number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Number four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or IMAFCA adopted plan or policy, the Integrated Development Ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards of the zone district where the lot is located, unless the deviation to such standard is within the thresholds established by subsection 1416.64P, which pertains to deviations and is granted by the DHO as a part of the approval. Number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of IDO subsection 1416.66P. And finally, number 10, the request is for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements. It's determined the area is of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalk will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Mr. Trujillo Molina, thank you for your participation this morning. We'll have something in writing that will be coming out to you shortly, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. At this point in the morning, the remaining items that are scheduled to be heard, items 11 and 13, will be heard by DHO Development Hearing Officer Robert Lucero. So we will take a 5 minute recess to allow him to, or I think I see him there. So I will defer to Mr. Lucero as if he would like to take a recess or otherwise continue, but I will be signing off now. So thank you to everybody for your support. It was good seeing you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Jay, just wanted to check in. Does DFT or anyone in attendance need a recess, or I'm good to go if everyone else is?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe we do need to have a recess.
Okay.
We just got a couple cases to go, but I
You've had
believe
it a while.
probably gonna
Yeah.
have a recess. Yeah, have at least a I would say a 10-minute recess at least. That's my opinion.
Okay. That's fine with me. Should we start at 11:15?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks. We're in recess until 11:15 then. Thank you.